The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Program for Labor Day, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, who's here to make it sound easy today, along with Richie McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Easy. It's that peaceful, easy feeling. Oh. Kenny Kessler is the owner and operator of Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The essence is on Labor Day, what you're doing for Labor Day. Is it a big day for you? It's a big day for a lot of people. Traditionally, I remember Labor Day as a kid growing up as the last day of freedom.
Because right, we all started
the day after,
the next day.
Went to school. All it was over and done with. I remember when I was teaching school.
Not so much anymore.
They moved it ahead so that we would go back to school on the day after Labor Day, and then the students would come on the Wednesday. And that was something. It seems inappropriate to bring. Why would you try to put people in a mood, if you will, or get them to be focused on things, and then have the first week there's a day off? You get the interest going, you get the enthusiasm going, you get the energy going, and then you stop.
What enthusiasm?
None of that with my kids.
Well, but then maybe that's part of it, because it still feels like summer. August is a summer month. What do you, unless
Virginia,
you're going to make school all year long, which is not a bad idea, frankly, to use the facilities and get students to learn. So you take a month off a year, take a week off each 3 months. You take a week off. You have Christmas off, the first one. Then you got a week in February. You got a week in May.
Then take July.
Then maybe. Yeah.
And Virginia here, we have what's called the King's Dominion Law.
Mm-hmm.
King's Dominion is a theme park. Yeah, roller coasters, the whole thing.
Right.
And when a lot of the counties in Virginia started having their schools go back before Labor Day, King's Dominion and the rest of the hospitality market and businesses in Virginia rallied and went to say, hey, listen, you guys are killing us. Please don't go back to school until after Labor Day so that we can finish our summer season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much worked. A lot of Virginia doesn't go back until after Labor Day. Like, my kids start tomorrow. But you look in Maryland and all around us, West Virginia and everything, they start last week, 2 weeks ago.
Well, the whole reason for the schedule being the way that it is had nothing to do with the teachers. It had to do with the agrarian economy.
Yeah.
When the school system was set up, 98% of the people in the country lived on a farm, worked on a farm, and at that time, and even up until the last generation, farmers and farmers' wives, or farmers' wives and farmers' husbands, they had children based on how many people they needed to run the farm. So if you needed four hands on the farm, you had four children. You need five, you have five children. You need three, you have three children. That's the way families were planned on the farm. And everything was built around when the crops were being harvested. The first things, the lighter, let's say, lettuce, things that didn't take a long time to grow, were always ready by the middle of June to the end of June.
Honey, I'm short out here in the field. Let's have another can.
Right, that's pretty much the way it worked. It is. That's how it worked. So now that we only have other way around, instead of 98% of the people in the country living on the farm, and 2% living in the city, it's the other way around. 2% on the farm, 98% living city, suburbs, but not working on the farm. And so there is not a need for labor. We all know what that story is. The labor is all the illegals that are coming here and being supported by, especially big agribusiness, but there are programs, the H1F or 2F or whatever they call that program, bringing in immigrants legally from places like Mexico and Jamaica and Guatemala and El Salvador, and they go through a program, and then they're hired legally, and if they aren't fully through the process, they're being given help to get through the process. See, that kind of circumstance is great. I shouldn't say great, because I think there ought to be more Americans working on the farms. But if you're doing it legally, at least you're following the law of the land. It's the people who hire the illegals who come, and that keeps the people. Well, we were told when we were growing up that the illegals were keeping good Americans from having good jobs. I don't see that that's the case now, unfortunately, because we've become spoiled by having cheap labor, that we don't care whether it's legal or illegal as long as it's cheap. So the whole system has become distorted, and then you see all of the trouble that some of these immigrants are getting into while they're here, and then the whole thing is, it's all topsy-turvy. It's all out of proportion. It's out of shape. And so what do we do about it? Is it too late? Many people think it is. See what happens. At least Trump is bringing everybody's attention around to that, and that's probably, I think that's a pretty good thing. Sarah Palin in the news today.
She speaks American.
She does. She speaks American. She says that if you are in this country, speak American.
I'm with her.
She was interviewed by Jake Tapper on that other pretend network.
CNN.
She thinks it's great that people like Jeb Bush are bilingual, but says people in this country ought to speak English. When you hear, let's speak American, let's speak English. That's the kind of unifying aspect of the nation that we have with a language. I'm not necessarily a fan of all of the things that she says, but I think in this circumstance, she's right. I am so troubled by going into a restaurant and these sometimes are good restaurants, not real upscale restaurants. They go into a good Italian restaurant. Don't you feel good if it sounds like the person who's waiting on you doesn't speak English much, he's speaking Italian? And yet, if you go into a fast food joint, I was in a Subway restaurant on Saturday to get a big veggie patty for Donald and I, who were working in the hayfield. And the person behind the counter just barely spoke English.
I feel like if I were going to move someplace, to Mexico, to France, to wherever, I would try to assimilate.
Well, reason the French don't like us, because we haven't assimilated well when we're over there, and they don't like it.
And that's just when we visit. That's just when we're touring.
I was just listening to the news on the Syrian immigrants coming into Germany.
Yeah.
And
More room. They can't handle too many more, Richie.
Well, they said that they're putting together $6 billion or whatever it is, and part of that money, it goes for housing.
Hmm.
Food and language courses.
Yeah.
So part of this plan to be able to take in all of these Syrian immigrants is to teach them to speak German.
Mm. So here is the number. If you're wondering what the number is so far, 366,402 refugees have entered Europe since this all began. Austria, Germany, Spain, France, I'm talking about mainland Europe. To a lesser extent, they go to England, but England has its own problem with the refugees, or not refugees, but people that have come from the former British colonies, some of them legal, some of them illegal, but there are millions of them there. What surprises me is that Germany has not tolerated much of this stuff at all. People come into their country, and so now they're sort of going along with a program. If you watched the Madam Secretary show that's on CBS on Sunday nights, that was pretty much the theme of it last night. It was very interesting how current it was in terms of the theme of the program and what's going on in reality. They were dealing with the currency problems in Greece, that sort of stuff. And that's another. You have one of the problems that Greece has, which is not much touted or talked about, is that they've had an open policy for immigration. One of the reasons they're broke is because they cheat on their taxes. They don't work hard. But another real problem they have is that they have allowed a lot of immigrants to come across because they're on the threshold of the Middle East and Europe. And they've let a lot of people come in there, and there's no way of taking care of them. They're there. And if you don't think that'll break a country, look at what it's doing to us. And that's really one of the reasons that Greece has serious economic problems. One of the three or four is that there are too many people just loose there. And the government says, yeah, we'll take care of you. With what?
Well, that's the thing. The system breaks because there's just not enough paying into it.
And so they've been sent to or tried to be directed to some place, and the Germans just shut them off at the border. They don't let them in. They have a border that is secure, or fairly secure anyway. So I thought that was pretty, that's a fairly interesting way of...
But I can guarantee you the Germans will know exactly who's there.
Yeah.
If they don't have papers, they will get them papers. Mm-hmm. And they will monitor where they go, what they're doing, and, you know, what resources they're using. They will stay on top of it.
Yep, they need to. 888-302-3684, comment line. It's Labor Day. Help yourself to other Labor Day items that are on your mind. What are you doing? Check our poll out at DougStefan.com. Kenny has Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter communication as well. It's 17 after the hour on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's jumping in a pile of leaves with my kids. Strong.
Allegra D, a fast non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in 1 hour.
Yep, I am going to take that hayride strong.
It's breathing free for 24 hours, even after a day of apple picking strong.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodline tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Contest playing three songs by different artists that have one particular thing in common. Your job, should you choose to follow our next few minutes, is take these songs, figure out what they have in common, whether it's the name, whether it's some of the lyric line. You figure it out. You call us at 888-302-3684, and that will qualify you for a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Sprays that we have for you. So the first song is Bang the Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren. It did better on the rock charts than it did on the pop charts, but it helped sell a lot of albums and concert tickets back in 1983. In 2000, Todd reworked the song to subscribers of his online music club, turning it into a bang on the ukulele all day long. All right, so that's song number one. Listen carefully and tell us what these songs have in common. Second song is by Huey Lewis and the News, A Couple Days Off. This is their last big hit, 1991. More recently, they contributed the title song of the movie Pineapple Express. Have an album of covers and tribute to the artists and music of Stax Records. Pretty cool thing in and of itself. Days Off, Huey Lewis in the News, number two. One more song. You tell us what they have in common, all these songs, at 888-302-3684. Here are Dire Straits. Money for Nothing.
Money working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing.
One of the biggest hits Dire Straits had.
Yeah.
Number one 3 weeks in a row, 1985. Also a big hit in at least 12 other countries. Won a Grammy for the best rock performance. Last year, cast members of Empire performed a hip-hop version of this song on one of the episodes.
Did this one ever hit you?
This song?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Weird.
The only song here that hit me was Bang the Drum All Day Long by Todd Rundgren, the first song. A couple of days off, Huey Lewis in the news, Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. What do these songs have in common?
That we don't have in common with them.
888-02. Short for it.
Oh, come on.
What?
I love you. I'm just playing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving a hint.
Yeah, right. Hints are us. Matter of fact, let me see if we can figure out what John's going to go for him. Tucson is where John is. Hi, Tucson. Hi, John.
Hi, Tucson.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Well, I'm working just like you. Misery loves company.
I'm not miserable. I'm having a good time. Are you miserable? What are you miserable? Why are you miserable? It's putting
bread on the table.
The songs are having
to do with days off, and this is something that none of us have right at the moment.
Well, that may be. Let's see if Danny agrees. Danny, what do you think these songs have in common?
Not days off. I think it's more to do with working.
Well,
labor.
But the songs actually have to do with not wanting to work. It's about working but not really liking it. So you both have the thread. So make sure that both of you get a sample pack of Cedarside Organic Bug Spray. Hold on just a second. 28 after the hour. And good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you forgotten how to walk your dogs? Remember when you were growing up, the dogs would be with the kids all day long, playing with us, hanging out in the yard with us? People have forgotten how to walk their dogs, which can make the dogs bored and cause many other behavioral issues. Listen carefully. The guardians walking their dogs spend their entire time talking to their friends on the cell phone, texting, listening to their iPods, anything but interacting with their dogs. Walking your dog is the perfect time to establish a better relationship. It's the time to interact. It's the time to play. It's the time to enjoy each other. Remember, when you take your dog for a walk, it's not your walk, it's their walk. Leave that cell phone. Don't text. Leave that at home. Spend time playing with your dog. Let the dog know that you're enjoying the walk as much as he is. Let's enjoy the walks together, focusing on the dog. Leave those cell phones and those iPods at home just for a few minutes every day. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Richie's trying to find a bunch of technical problems.
Doug walks away for a second, and Jen and I are like, what is that
noise
sound that we hear? So I'm like disconnecting with Doug, reconnecting and trying different connections, and Doug comes back, and I notice when he turns his mic off that the noise goes away, so I'm like, okay, it's not his connection. He's like, it's crickets, stupid. There's crickets outside.
I got my window open. It's a farm. Crickets are having a nice morning. Nice.
They sound like it.
That's right. Good day on the farm. So, the drone, by the way, Jennifer Horn wishes you a happy Labor Day.
I do.
Rick McFadden wishes you a happy Labor Day. Ken Kessler, a happy Labor Day. Is this a day that you want to be happy? Yeah, I think this is a happy sort of day.
Of course.
Day.
I want to be happy every day, Doug.
Celebrating, yes. And we ought to be. And that's the goal of this program. Most of the time, we are onto the happy page.
Can you reconnect with Doug? His line is chirping.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you should tell a joke and then just let the crickets
answer. Now he's going to step away because now it's bothering him.
Oh, that's so much better.
It's gone. Yeah. Well, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it until you brought it to my attention.
Phew.
All right.
Anyway. Shut up, crickets.
Quiet. Don't you know we got a radio program going on here?
Shut it. They're obviously not showbiz.
Drone incidents that we've been talking about in the last, six, seven? How long have drones been around? A year? When did you get your father his drone that he doesn't use?
Longer than that.
More than a year.
Really?
I've had one for 3 years.
It was a drone crash landing at the University of Kentucky in the football stadium during the pregame show at the home opener on Saturday. And then there was another drone that disrupted the U.S. Open, one of the
highest profile events in professional sports. So we've got these incidents. We've heard the story about the drones around JFK and LaGuardia in New York. Planes saying that pilots looking out the window, the drones are within 50 feet of the wing. You know what happens? One of those things gets in front of the engine, goes through the engine, blows out the engine. Hello, yeah. Goodbye.
Yes. Good night. Holy Sullenberg, what happens?
Yeah, exactly. The drone operators charged with reckless endangerment in those incidents in New York at the airports. Is that the appropriate? Is that what's going to happen? If you have one of these drones and you're using it just for fun to take pictures and you interfere in commerce or law enforcement or someone, you know, the safety of the public, shouldn't those people be held accountable? I think they should be. It's like the wild red. No rule here. It's just everybody for himself. Let's go buy a drone and put it up.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
There are rules.
Where?
Yeah, but people
not around me, there aren't.
Yes,
there are no rules here.
They're federal rules.
Other than where you go by the airport.
Because you don't know them, that doesn't mean that they aren't there.
Well, that's always the case.
There are federal rules. You cannot fly over 500 feet anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot fly within 5 miles of an airport. And a whole bunch of other rules. A friend of mine is working on drone research for NASA, so he goes out, and I've gone out with him and fly his, and he's got to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. There are certain people who can get licenses. You need an FAA license to be able to fly one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of rules.
Yeah. All right.
If you follow them, and if you know them,
right.
How many people do?
Yeah, right. Doug is not a rule follower. So.
Well, I don't look for him. It's like the story I told you earlier about taking the building down, and somebody comes and says, okay, this is the rule, this is the law. And that, by the way, ought to be the way things are done. The police ought not to cite you for not knowing. If you have ignorance the first time, if you make a series of blunders that are all the same, and you continue to flout the law, then you ought to be punished. But the first time...
Well, it depends on the law. I mean, if you say, officer, I didn't know I'm supposed
murder.
To stop at a red light.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Officer, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to hack up my wife.
Yeah. Right.
Officer,
okay.
You know.
You know what I'm saying. It's a certain amount of common sense, which is
right.
Lacking for sure.
Certain things you should just know.
Yeah, right. All right. By the way, speaking of the police, what happens if you offer police officers a free meal and they don't come? Arby's restaurants offered free meals to police in 2 Florida counties last Friday. Remember the police officer visiting the Arby's refused service last week? So they decided to make it a free day for the police. There was one officer who took advantage of the situation, I believe, in Pembroke Pines. Arby's fired that manager, by the way, and suspended the employee at the location. If you didn't hear the story, basically the police lady went in to order something, and the kid behind the counter said, "We don't serve police. We don't like them. We don't like you."
Well, the drive-thru operator said, "I can't serve you," or something. And then the police officer looked in, and the manager said something like, "Oh, he's not serving police." Like they were trying to make it a joke of some kind.
Right.
But really, not so funny.
So McDonald's and Whole Foods sent free food to the police station.
So smart. And wouldn't you then only go to McDonald's at that point? I mean, how smart is that?
If you're smart, you wouldn't go to either McDonald's or Arby's. So that may sound like an arrogant, "Hey, Doug, who are you talking to? I go to McDonald's all the time." The food there is crap. Why do you go there? Or let me put it this way. The food there is not good for you. It may taste good. Fine.
For Arby's spots today.
No.
Go ahead.
You're okay.
A Texas school district investigating a series of vicious hits on a referee by a couple of the players during a game on Friday.
Wow.
The video from this is now viral.
Yes.
Northside Independent School District looking into a play in which 2 high school defensive players hit a ref within about a minute. The loss for them, 15-9 to Marble Falls. All right, that's... In Texas, as in Florida and Ohio, high school football out of control. Maybe other states as well. Those are 3 that I can cite. Just out of control. Way, way too much focus.
Texas and Ohio are big time
high
school football states. Yes.
Right. Well, Florida is too.
Most people in Texas and Ohio really like
Friday night
high school football, Doug.
Yeah.
Just a clue.
Okay. What, I'm supposed to say good things about it so I don't offend anybody?
Well, I just don't want you to go, all those people are morons.
I didn't
and
say
then all of a sudden get angry letters. Why?
No, I'm being very considerate, and I'm also being very consistent. A parent that that encourages his son to play football is irresponsible. I've said that for how long have I been on to this business with the helmets and the damage to the brains, and this is totally responsibility as far as a parent is concerned. And more parents are saying to their children, I don't want you to play football, or never mind, I don't want you to, I'm not going to allow you to play football. Same is true with soccer, with wrestling, all of these things that are very, very dangerous for youngsters, especially when you consider that the body isn't really fully developed until you're 18, 19 years old. You know, you maybe have a little more, I don't have more tolerance, but maybe there are some.
And you really develop those bodies by letting them sit around and bubble wrap until they're 19.
Say that again?
You can't be too protective with a kid.
No, but you give them, actually, you show them or encourage them to do things that are good for them. There are a lot of great, healthy exercise. There are a lot of things that are sports that are really good for you that don't involve so much danger. That's all. So anyway, before the start of the play, the two players are positioned. Look at the video. Several yards behind the ref, who has his back turned to these two players,
right,
and is focused on what's going on in front of him. That's his job. Once the play begins, one of the players, number 12, runs at full speed into the back of the ref and knocking him to the ground. As the player gets up, the other player runs in and jumps on top of him.
He doesn't jump on top of him. He spears him in the back with his helmet.
Well, they ought to press charges.
Yeah.
Oh, they ought to press charges.
This guy is hit so hard from the first kid who just basically rams him in the back. You can see his neck snapping back and his hat fly off.
And that's what we're doing.
And he goes at him, and the second kid follows up with spearing him in the back with the helmet.
Yeah.
They should absolutely.
And what do you, where did he get, where does this come from? Who teaches their children?
You know what it is?
I
can tell you exactly what it is. When my son and some of his friends play basketball and baseball, they will come off complaining about the calls from the umps.
Yeah.
And I tell them, hey, listen, you're going to get some calls, and some are going to go the other way.
Yep.
It all works out in the end. So don't focus on what the ref or the ump is doing. Focus on what you do, because you cannot control what he is going to do. And you'll see a lot of these kids going, I got robbed. That was not. And I'm like, kids, do not focus on what that guy's going to do, because you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. So these guys are thinking that they got robbed in that game and that all the calls were going the other way and they were going to get back to him.
Yeah.
Back at him.
Right. So what are the consequences? You have to, actions require consequences. In this circumstance,
you got to see how bad the guy's hurt, too.
Thrown out of school.
Yeah, this guy could be paralyzed.
Expelled
That's
from
right.
school. All right, it's Monday, September 7th, Labor Day weekend. A lot of marathon television programs, if you're interested.
Did you watch any?
No. We're still on to the first season. We're into the last hour of the first season of 24. To the point
how could you? I have to ask you a question.
Mean is the bad guy.
You are watching 24 with your lovely lady friend.
From the first season, 2001.
From the first season, which I know you've already seen, but you know, everybody forgets.
Actually,
that was a long time ago.
I didn't jump onto the bandwagon until 2004.
Oh, so you'd never seen this one. Okay.
No.
So you're kind of creating your own marathon. I don't know how in the world you watched 24 and didn't watch the final episode. I would have just stayed up late.
Well, because we came home, and I was ready to go to bed. It was Friday night, and she said, can we just watch one episode of 24?
See? I don't know how you just watch one when you're towards the end.
So we curl up on the couch. She falls asleep, and I'm watching it. And then at the end, when Nina's on the phone, giving the bad news to this, it was really interesting to see how many of Kiefer Sutherland's friends were in on the action. Lou Diamond Phillips was in that season. Dennis Hopper was in. He was the bad guy in that season.
I just love it how we cover current events on this show.
Yes, 24
years ago.
Yeah, right. Well, the reason I brought it up is because of all these marathons that are going on.
Right.
That is an NCIS marathon on USA Today. Keeping up with the Kardashians on E.
That's what I'm tuning in.
Can we have a moment for the Jerry Lewis telethon?
It's gone.
It was on.
I found myself yesterday, somebody was shared a video, which I had sent to you, Doug.
Yes.
Of Don Rickles and Jerry Lewis and Ed McMahon.
And Ed, yeah.
You could not air that today.
No.
And this was only 15 years ago that this was.
Yeah.
But so then I went to the muscular dystrophy website, and it's basically the telethon continues digitally, and we redirect our efforts here and there.
But all those people are gone that made it happen.
I thought, what a shame that a younger generation couldn't take over that great tradition.
And make it cool and relevant again.
And YouTube it out.
Well, it wasn't cool and relevant the last 3 or 4 years. It was awful.
Somebody could have. I'm surprised that Ryan Seacrest didn't go in there and make it hip.
Yep. That would have been a good thing to do, bringing all of his pals. That would have been a good thing for him to do.
So now we have the Ice Bucket Challenge. So the Ice Bucket Challenge basically replaces the MD Telethon.
When Ed died,
doing it this year.
When Ed died, that was, I think, the year before he died. He was off of it. I think Jerry Lewis has been off of it for a couple of years. And they had all these, that Jan Carl and some of those other hanger-oners that really didn't have what it takes. Jan Carl is doing a farm show now. I never did quite understand what her
I thought about how cool the telethon idea
would have been.
Ryan
would have been a great one to take it over. Or Steve Harvey. That would have been, somebody like that has complete appeal
and
across all of the entertainment spectrum. They would have been very, very good at that. It would have been a great idea, Richie. You're right. All right, let's see. We have 46 past the hour. Jennifer updates television news in a moment here on Good Day for Labor Day.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home Laminates, plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the fall flooring kickoff sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Summer's elements can leave lasting damage to your skin and hair. Your gorgeous strands have a protective coating called hydrolipidic film that gets destroyed in sun, salt water, and chlorine. How to get your hair sleek and shiny again? Beauty expert Grace Gold has some tips.
The Pantene Daily Moisture Renewal Collection rejuvenates hair with vitamin B5 and locks in moisture to keep your hair hydrated. You'll have shiny, soft tresses that are protected from damage all year long. Be sure to use the conditioner daily.
Take the time to pamper your skin, too. In just 30 minutes, dry, sun-damaged skin can become a distant memory.
Whether your skin has sun damage, acne, pigmentation, or aging, Silk Peel Diamond Dermal Infusion can have you looking red carpet ready with no downtime. The relaxing treatment combines diamond-tip exfoliation with the infusion of serums to hydrate, clarify, and plump, plump, plump the skin.
Now go out and show off your wow factor. More at videopump.tv.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, the television news now. Jennifer Horn here on Good Day with an update. Sprint is counting on DirecTV customers to expand their business. They're offering a year free of phone service. Is that interesting? So Sprint is going to tie in with DirecTV. If you have DirecTV, you get a free year of phone service.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah, interesting.
A lot of these phone and satellite providers are connected, so it makes a lot of sense.
All right, so we've had all these marathons. If you want to watch this, here's a heavy one. You want to see Pawn Stars? There's a marathon on the History Channel. Why?
Why not? It's a big hit for them. Oh, it's so funny. Pawn Stars, there's a marathon. Why?
Why?
Well, Jackie, on page 4 of my Pawn Stars brief, you'll find it, because it's a successful show for the channel, and people love those kind of things. They're silly. They are junk food for your brain, and people love it.
All right, what else?
Speaking of things that people love, Downton Abbey is a big show.
Big.
And Brian, I'm guessing his last name is Huey. Does that sound about right? Or Hoey. I like Cooey better. He's a Queen Elizabeth biographer. He told People magazine this week that the writers and the producers of Downton Abbey, that the Queen loves to watch and pick out the mistakes from the show. He said, quote, the Queen did notice on one episode that there was a young so-called British officer wearing medals which had not been awarded when he was supposed to be alive. He was fighting in the First World War and the medals on his chest did not come till the Second World War. So apparently Queen Elizabeth likes to sit at home and find all these problems. She's the ultimate fact checker. Also, CNN is jacking up the rates for advertising slots during the GOP debate that will air on September 16th. You can buy an ad for about $200,000.
Right. Woo. Otherwise, it runs $10 a minute.
Right. There you go.
51 after on Good Day.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Day program. We now have the services of one Kenneth Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with us to go through some of the important medical news of the week. Don't forget he's available also taking your calls live from 7 to 9 East Coast time in the morning on Saturday. The program is broadcast to a couple of hundred stations around the country at various times over the weekend. But if you want to get your question in, you can call 888-553-7536. That's 55 Dr. Ken. 888-55 Dr. Ken, or send email to Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or Ken at drkenshow, or to me, Doug at dougstefan.com. So, a lot of people are asking questions today, Ken, about our heart and whether we have a heart that is the same age as the rest of our body. The age determined by what? Age of the heart and the age of the body.
This is because there's a report this week in the medical journal called Vital Signs that most Americans actually outpace their actual age when it comes to their heart. 3 out of 4 adults, they report in this study, Doug, of Americans have a heart age that is older than their actual age, posing potential health risks for nearly 69 million Americans between the ages of 30 and 74. Heart age, it's based on the calculated age of a person's cardiovascular vascular system is based on risk and lifestyle factors such as high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, and body mass index. This new way to assess your height and weight together into one number should be under 25. Too many American adults have a heart age years older than their real age, increasing their risk for heart disease and stroke.
So obesity is going to be a factor here. 3 out of 4 adults have a heart that's older than the rest of their body. So you know my heart. Is my heart older, younger, or the same as my age?
Your heart is probably a little bit younger than your age.
Mm-hmm. So
your risk factors are really pretty under pretty good control.
Mm-hmm. All right, so word to the wise there. Those of you who do not get enough rest, danger sign. Ken will explain what happens to you if you don't get the rest that you need.
More good evidence that part of a healthy lifestyle is not only diet, exercise, stress reduction, limiting alcohol, but sleep. Sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night. This is out of the medical journal. Sleep. People who sleep 6 hours a night or less, Doug, are 4 times more likely to catch a cold when they're exposed to the cold virus compared to those who get more than 7 hours of sleep a night. Your immune system simply needs to sleep to function at its best.
All right, back to smoking and the difficulty people have now who have started early. What's going on here?
This is out of a medical meeting in Europe this week. While the number of people who smoke cigarettes, Doug, has not increased in the last 7 years, the number of people with no interest in quitting has increased significantly. The highest levels of smoking are still in the youngest patients who have the most to gain from quitting. In addition to smoking, we're not seeing significant improvement in obesity, physical activity, or control of blood pressure. So this is just going to increase the risk of all these circulatory issues.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenesis Labs that are responsible for Neo 40 and Super Beats. Ken has, as a cardiologist, really studied this and has demonstrated the most powerful way to support these products by giving them, these products, to his patients at Lake Cardiology, his center in Florida. Why?
Doug, here's the whole story on an evidence-based product that I really like. In 1988, the nitric oxide story was discovered. Nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day, Doug, I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in each of our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because there's finally a product that I found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the body's declining nitric oxide production levels. So Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide. To keep your circulation healthy, Super Beets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 to get Super Beets and ask about Neo 40. 800-655-4183 to live longer and better.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.